Hey everyone, and happy Friday! Welcome to the Weekly Mom Moment. Something short and sweet pertaining to parenthood. The good, the bad, and the motherhood. Weekly, I will bring you a little bit of my world as a mother of three. Two teens and a tween. I hope to bring reality, humor, and hope in the fact that us parents are not alone in navigating the daily life in raising humans. Currently, I am navigating hormones, mental health, boyfriends, girlfriends, hopes, dreams, and let's not forget about sex. Yep, somehow our kids talk a little bit more than I ever did about all the things to my parents, but I am here for it, even if it means being comfortably uncomfortable. So let's go. Thanks for showing up. Time to get real on this journey called parenthood. Hey, it's your host, Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning in today and welcome to the Weekly Mom Moment. You're going to have to bear with me because I'm not entirely sure as to where today's episode is going, but I'm starting with energy levels. I have literally everyone I've spoken to this week is just like experiencing a bit of a lull, and including my kids, big time. I think it's the end of September. It's like the end of January, when we're all into all of the things, you know, Christmas in December, everything's super exciting, and then you kind of just have this big fall off. I'm relating that to what September is like. We come off of summertime, all the highs of it, and it's all so exciting, and then we go into this routine that we're all on some level craving, and then it's just the same thing, you know, we're all getting into it, and not really used to this pace, and suddenly we arrive here to the end of September, where the light in the days are way darker. And depending on where you're living, like here in Vancouver, we are on to rainy season, really waiting for those beautiful, cold, crisp days to roll through. But it's really a time that we need to be watching our energy levels and surrounding ourselves and in things that help bring us more energy, more joy, and in turn, more happiness. So just monitor where you're expending your energy and be kind to yourself. So now I'm going to dive into kids and teenagers. And, you know, sometimes it's just a lot. And some seasons with them is just a lot. And we're dealing with a lot up and down, I would say, over the past year, as teenager transitions into high school and now dealing with big emotions and boys and breakups and, you know, all the things, experiencing new things. I mean, high school comes with lots of social pressures, peer pressures, drinking, lying, all the things. And so my husband and I got to a point where we're like, what do we do? What's right? What's wrong? Yes, you know, our kids do in general open up and talk to us a lot about things, but we're not naive to think that they're telling us everything. And so we actually ended up last week at a counselor's office, my husband and I, to sit there, and it was a great session, and it was more to ask what we should be doing for our teenagers and learn, and I think just like hear it from someone else. Here's the thing, like a lot of parenthood, it seems like no one's just freaking telling us the truth as to where everyone is at. And why does it have to be this big, we're doing it alone, we're doing it bad, we're doing it wrong? Like, stop. Can we all just be here for a minute? We're all just doing the best that we can with what we've got. And so we rolled into this counselor's office trying to learn and offer more support in how we're parenting so that our kids can hear us and vice versa, so we can hear our kids. Ryan and I used to go see a counselor often, and it was like actually became like our date night, and we really enjoyed it because we learned tools, and this might make sense to you if you've ever been in therapy, but like the mirroring tool where you actually say back what the person is telling you until you're saying it the way that that person is actually wanting you to hear it. And I was kind of thinking maybe this is a tool that works in kids, and apparently it can for some things, but not for everything. And kids just, they just want to be heard, really. Half the time we just need to sit and listen. But where we were going into this setting and situation for was more on the, how do we deal with the emotional highs and lows? How do we appropriately discipline? Do you always discipline when, you know, what they have done is already almost a life lesson in itself? There's so many different avenues and routes. And one thing that I walked away from there with was, again, we're doing the best we can with what we've got. Listen more. Expect teenagers to lie. And if you look back at your teenage life, did you tell everything to your parents? Where were you trying to push the boundaries? You know, just going in with caution in a way, and not to be so reactive. So I am definitely the high reactive one in my family when it comes to parenting. My daughter and I are like two in the same, and we can definitely butt heads and fight strong. But I am trying to walk away more when she doesn't want to let up, and that is hard for me because I am definitely one to come back at her, and the escalation in volume gets louder. And so I think just in this and learning to be mindful is also another whole side of it. And I don't know, I would love to hear from other people, and I'm definitely reaching out to some parenting experts to come on to the show, but I'm just here to hold space for anyone that needs to hear that no one's perfect, no one's doing it just the way, we're all new at this. Like, stop and remind yourself that you've never done this before. And that every step through parenting that we are doing and navigating is new. And so sometimes things will come out of it that don't look so perfect. And you might look back later and be like, I wish I didn't go about it that way. But our kids are hormonal beings that are pushing boundaries and trying to figure out who they are in a very complicated world. And we need to give them a bit more grace also, because social media is a big thing that they have in their lives that we had no concept of. Like, I had a pager. Do you remember those things? You know, what the hell does a pager do? Literally, then you have to go find a landline or maybe the rotary phone at your grandma's. Oh my gosh, like all the things. What they have in their hands every day is something that we have no concept of, because literally they were born with these things. And so to be able to even hold space for them to put that down sometimes, maybe cut off Wi-Fi at night so that they can have the mental rest, because they're not getting it otherwise. And yeah, so as you can tell, this is like a rambling podcast, but I've just been like all over the map on parenting, and half the days I feel like I am the worst parent ever and just not being able to do it all. And other days I'm like, damn, I did a good day. That was awesome. So if you need to hear this, pat yourself on the back, because I think that every day that we are stepping through this thing called parenthood, we are learning. And every day in life, we can do something a little bit better. Absolutely. But then we don't learn. And maybe just being a little bit more open and honest with our kids will show them to have a little bit more empathy and compassion for what we're trying to do and who we're trying to show up as for them, and bring the volume down a little bit more. Anyways, happy Friday, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in, and sorry for the ramble. I just needed to kind of process a few things in my own head, and I am really hoping to bring someone on to the Weekly Mom Moment to chat all things parenthood and raising teens soon. So I will keep you posted on that one. Until Tuesday, have a great weekend. Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.